The challenge to the program questioned the accuracy of the algorithm used to determine how much money each person gets. For Lou Ogburn and her 48-year-old developmentally disabled daughter, the Agency for Persons with Disabilities iBudget program worked well. Her daughter has been employed with Walmart for 20 years, but she's about to lose her mentor. And Ogburn says the family plans to find a temporary job coach.
I can do that with the iBudget. I couldn't do it before, because everything had to be pre-approved so far in advance. And this has just come up, and it needs to be done now. And I can make that decision now that we start looking at putting this program in place temporarily.
Supporters of the iBudget, like Ogburn, who also heads the North Florida Family Care Council, have touted the program's flexibility, but opponents questioned the funding cuts to individuals in the system. An administrative law judge found the APD's rules governing the iBudget were acceptable. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.